This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Boy, the heat is on is right, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody cranked up the dial.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mother Nature. Such a sense of humor, her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a gal.
Well, yeah, all the deodorant companies will be making money this week.
Deodorant companies, that's funny. Not only is it hot for us, of course, but just a reminder, it's also hot for your pets as well. This heat is really hard on the paws if pets have to walk, especially on pavement. So there is the, Mel found this, protect the paws 7-second rule. Yeah. Asphalt and concrete trap heat and can get shockingly hotter than the actual air temperature. When it's 85 outside, the asphalt can quickly reach 125 degrees. And that's enough to cause severe burns. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And walk your puppy dogs in the grass or in a shady area or something like that.
Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 90s, but the heat index could reach up to 108 before it's over with. So, you know,
tomorrow warmer than today even. So
it just it keeps climbing through the week.
Yeah.
We might see a little relief on Friday. But not much. It's still
going
to be...
I was going to say it's still supposed
it's still
to be 90.
90. Yeah.
I knew last week was too good to be true.
But there again, they're saying a chance of showers, but the high humidity is what is supposed to kind of get a little bit of a break
and
from it. But yeah.
Just a reminder, don't take your pets in cars this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Please just leave them in the air conditioning and also just be sure to double check kids as well. You know, we all get busy and you're carrying groceries or whatever. Yeah. And if a young one has fallen asleep in the vehicle, you know, as you were driving, just a reminder, it doesn't take long.
It takes 10 minutes for your car to reach 109.
Seems like it takes about 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then
I think that's just because I'm a 56-year-old woman.
maybe a half an hour, probably not even that long to hit 124. So
no. I would think less than that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're parked in the sun. Holy cow. Yeah. So don't just leave the pets at home in this weather.
Yeah.
And so just a reminder there. A couple things we want to talk about this morning. Also want to send our thoughts and prayers to the folks fighting fires out in Colorado. There were three firefighters that lost their lives. And so we want to, Colorado, Utah, right out there. Regardless, but we just want to think about those folks and feel for them.
Well, and all the people with the floods and everything going on in the south. I mean, Kentucky's underwater. We even had I-65 south of Lebanon was underwater. So, you know.
We do have a guest coming up here in just a few minutes. He is on his way coming this direction, so he will be with us here just shortly. But a couple of things we wanted to remind in the meantime. Also, Relay for America is passing through the Frankfort area today. Now, I was trying to get the QR code, but this was on a piece of paper that's been scanned multiple times, and it wouldn't do that. But we'll have our guest here coming up in just a moment. In the meantime, Relay for America is coming up today, and it's a chance for folks to, I'm just, one flag, one mission, one nation. Relay for America is carrying a single American flag 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, runner to runner across the United States. They'll end up at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and so today is Frankfort's day, and not sure on the exact time. Again, I can't get the QR code to scan. So, Mel, let's get to Russ really quickly because our guest is in studio here this morning. Hey, Russ.
Hey, good morning, good morning. I wanted to call attention to something that's gotten probably about 100,000 views since Friday on our platforms, and that is the CEF purchasing the Y building. And if you have not seen our story in Clinton Carroll or Boone County Daily News, I do encourage you to do that. Basically, CEF, the Clinton County Economic Advancement Foundation, Inc., has purchased the Y building for $145,380.48, plus, a lot of we've been paying the power bill, the gas bill, the pool inspection. I think Steve has about $355,000 in it right now, but the bottom line is I think it's going to be good for the community, and we don't need to litigate it here on the phone, but if you look at the article, you'll understand more about it.
Okay. Well, I heard a lot of comments about that over the weekend as well, and I think most people are pretty happy to hear that.
Yes, I would agree with you. And, of course, it's we all know that sometimes the Y has had good years, mostly bad, and it's all on how it's run. And if we have good leadership, it'll be okay. If we have bad leadership, it won't work.
Okay. Do we know what's happening here beyond the purchase of the building yet?
No, it wouldn't. No, not yet. It would take kind of one step at a time. But we are working on some things. But we're not to that point yet.
Sure. No, I know. I think people are just glad that it's been purchased by someone here in the community and or an organization in the community in this case, and not gotten out of hands to somebody that's not from here locally.
So again, if you want to know more details about it, go to Clinton Carroll at Boone County Daily News and check it out. And I think it's you can just do a search on YMC in the search bar.
Do you know any more about this Relay for America with the folks running through with the flag? Do you know any more about that?
It sounds interesting, but
it
I don't.
And I'm trying to. I can't get my phone to scan the QR code because this has been a photocopied piece of paper. So I'm trying to find more information on that and what time they might be passing through. So that was the thing I was trying to figure out, is when could folks. So if anybody knows about that, 659-3338, we'd like to hear more about that if you have information on that as well.
Sounds like an interesting story.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Russell. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. In the meantime, we do have Chase Thompson in the house today. Chase is with the Clinton County Fair Council, and in particularly, he has a lot to do with the Derby coming up. And fun this year. I'm happy to say that the Derby is on a Saturday this year.
Yeah, definitely like it being on a Saturday. Sundays are okay. Always try to work with those schedules of what we have going on there at the fair, but Saturdays are definitely fun.
Yes, it should be very exciting. So let's talk a little bit about the Derby coming up, because that's one of the big events at the fair. And I always think, man, it's hard to get cars, but I still see cars around. Some have already been through a Derby, it looks like, but there are still some cars around.
Yeah, there definitely is. Guys get creative on where they get these cars from, and, they come from a little bit of everywhere. I've heard of cars coming from Oklahoma or Texas or places like that, so
places where they don't rust out as easy.
I think that is the case. Yes.
yeah, because it's got to be it's got to be hard to find the old cars that are metal. Because let's face it, hardly anything's made out of metal anymore.
Yeah, it definitely is. But, you know, really, and you love watching those big cars run like that because they make a lot of noise and they hit real hard. But really, you can't take anything away from the compact guys, the guys that run the compact cars. You know, your everyday that you usually see car driving around town.
Little unibodies.
Yeah, that's the ones that, you know, they're bringing the most numbers right now, really, because it's just they're easier to get a hold of.
I don't doubt it.
I think everybody looks forward to the Derby. So talk about what we can look forward to this year's Derby. And more so, what everybody needs to know, especially if you're participating in the Derby. And then we'll get to those who will be viewing the Derby. So talk about those who are interested in participating in the Derby.
So this year, again, being on a Saturday, I don't think that there are a lot of shows that same day. That's what you run into. Everybody's fair falls the same few weeks throughout the year. And everybody's trying to get everything in before the state fair, right? That's the way it always is. This year being on a Saturday, I think we have a little bit of an advantage with being able to bring cars in as opposed to Sunday, because you don't get those people that are going to go to work on Monday. So hopefully the car count looks well. I also, I took a step back for 2 years doing the Derby, but I also picked up Boone County again this year. Which is, I'll have information out on it, but it helps because it's local to here. So people that are in this Boone County, Clinton County, surrounding county area will have another place to run with the same rule set. So
I think it gives people, they think, well, if I'm going to do this, at least I have a couple opportunities to do it. So I can't think that would be a bad thing. In fact, I think it would help.
It definitely will. So before, Boone County always ran into Clinton County that way. But Boone County has moved theirs back, so it's August 1st. It frees up Clinton County so much for this year. I think it'll be well attended.
Yeah, well, as long as the weather keeps.
Yeah, so for the viewers, you know, the hope is that we don't have 4 inches of rain falling on them that day. That doesn't make a whole lot of people happy.
No, it doesn't.
It's fun to drive in, but it's, you know,
it kinda,
not
kinda,
great
kinda
for spectators.
Kind of slows the impact.
It does. Yes, it does.
I just have to know, have you driven a Derby car? Were you a driver at one point in your life?
I have. I wouldn't call me a driver. I have participated. How about that?
That's fair. And what do you choose when you were a driver? What was your class that you liked to participate most in?
So when I came into it and started, we did trucks. We were kind of known for running trucks more so than cars. I've really only been around cars through helping other people build or being around them in the barn while they were being built. So trucks are what I'm used to running.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know we want to talk about exactly what's happening at the fair and everything, but I don't think a lot of people realize what all goes into, one, your part by putting this thing together, but also what goes into building these cars and how much work, how much time, and honestly, how much money, because they think, oh, they just go out to the, you know, to the
junkyard or whatever,
to grab an old car and try and get it running good enough to just be out there in the ring. But it takes a lot more than that.
Yeah, so as a promoter, you know, you try to offer things for everybody and all sorts of builds. And we run two big car classes. One's a built class where they can do some of the welding and the cages. And, it's not uncommon to have $1,000 into just the metal that you're putting into the car to keep you safe. And in that bigger car class, it's more of the modified style car. You know, it's not uncommon for an engine to be $10,000 and transmissions to be $3,000 or $4,000. And you get into a lot of money pretty quickly. So it is definitely there's definitely a lot more go into it than what a lot of people think. And really, that's why I always invite people. It's like, you got to buy a pit pass. You got to come see it, because there is so much difference between these cars. And, in this bigger car class, even the compacts that are the more modified style compacts, the engineering that goes into it would actually blow you away. It's not just throw everything in, bolt it in, weld it in, and pray. There is everything is planned out to make that car bend in particular spots. Sometimes legally and sometimes not. You know, that's part of my job. But you know, it's there's a lot that goes into it. But that on the flip side, if somebody wanted to get into it, this small car class or even that big car class that we do, that's a stock class, or we call it a street stock. You can change the engines, but it's got to stay with the model car or with the type of car that's being ran, or rear ends and transmissions. And there are cages, but you're not going to run gears and things, so it's not running as fast. They do bend more because there's not as much modified to them. But you try to open it up so there's something for everybody to be able to run. I really wish, I did trucks. I really wish trucks would make a comeback around here. They used to be pretty popular.
You'd think in this area they'd be easier to find, only because there are so many trucks.
Yeah.
It just is hard. There's not as many people that run them around here. You get over towards the Illinois line, and they're everywhere. I mean, they'll have 30 trucks at a show, you know.
Really?
I don't understand why it is that way, but it is.
Maybe we just don't want to see our trucks get as much as we, you know, put into trucks and how much things cost nowadays. It probably hurts us to see them get banged up.
I've seen combines. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting class.
They do combines,
really?
And school buses. It's a little bit of anything you can run into each other. They'll figure out a way to do it.
There's one class that you do, and I think it is amazing, is that you do the little kids.
The Power Wheels?
Yep, Power Wheel class.
That's kind of something, I don't want to take credit for that. That's something that, you know, some of the bigger shows, the national events, those guys started doing, and it just trickled down. Hey, why don't we try this? You know, and it does, and everybody loves it. So, you know, it's not going to go away.
Chase Thompson with the Clinton County Fair Council is our guest on Party Line today. But not only do you have the Power Wheels class, there are some youth classes as well.
Sure.
So talk about that. What the age requirements and what all they have to do, that kind of thing.
We go from 10 to... we go up to 16 as long as they have not driven in a derby with adults before. There are some 16-year-olds out there that have been running with adults, and when they get in with some of these people that have not ran with adults and are new, that gets dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep it kids that are pretty fresh to this or have only ran with youth before, and I like it.
We start them early, don't we?
Yeah. And the class is, so what happens with the youth, a lot of times we'll run it first. The parents will build it, and it's the same rules as one of the other classes. So if there's any car left over, the kid gets hung up, then usually a parent jumps in that, and you have them again. You know, that car comes back out onto the track. So kind of makes it nice, too.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I didn't know that there was youth classes until, you know, I don't know how many years ago when I first found out. I'm like, man, I missed my opportunity as a child.
Did you ever do Powder Puff? Because I could see you doing that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I didn't either. I was on the other end. I had the fire extinguisher and the jacket and everything, and I was out there putting the fires out people out of them. So,
what can the spectators look forward to this year? Talk about, you know, in passes and things like that.
So, again, we'll have grandstands and pit passes. Cost has stayed the same. I think that they're going to see similar things that have happened in years past. Again, hopefully without the rain.
Yes.
You know, we like to try to keep track a little dry if we can and let those guys really get after it. They do a good job of putting on a show, and that's what it's about. So, my hope is always that these cars put on a good show and give the spectators what they're looking for. They're looking for big crashes. We want big crashes, right?
Absolutely.
So,
and are most of the folks that are participating locally here, or do we have people that are coming in from out of state or out of area for sure?
Most of the time, they're pretty local. I mean, I've had guys here in Frankfort. I think the furthest I've had so far has been North Carolina. So, I mean, there are people that do travel. Typically, when that happens, you'll see them come from, like, out of Kentucky. That's not uncommon, or Ohio or Illinois. But when they're coming from like North Carolina or somewhere like that, anywhere down in there, usually it's coming up to see family and they just bring a car with them. That, it just happens that way.
Do ladies and men participate in the same classes if they're considered adults?
Yes, and so do the youth.
Okay.
So yeah, it's all, it's co-ed. No Title IX.
And Saturday this year. And so the race, it start, or the Derby starts at what, 7 this year? So it's a little later so folks can enjoy and...
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's fair week, right? It's going to be either... pouring rain, which again, we're praying that it's
knock
not.
On wood.
Yes,
I got you.
We
here.
All are.
Normally, that's Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Normally,
or it's going to be 100, right? So try to move it later in the evening so that it's not so blistering hot for everybody. These drivers will be out there. I mean, it like I said, inspection opens at 12. There'll be guys there that show up at 12, and it makes for a long day. Hopefully, they stay hydrated.
Yeah, hopefully they stay hydrated. Well, go ahead.
When you're talking about the pit pass, I know, I mean, you don't want to bother people when they've got their cars out there and everything, but is it possible with the pit pass that they can go around if a driver is willing to let you take a look at what they've got? And I mean...
Yeah, so I think that's a common misconception, right? I mean,
yeah.
Go out there. Those guys want you to see their car. They want you as a spectator to see their car. They don't necessarily want the guy that's parked a couple block or a couple rows down with a trailer to see their car, but they want you to see their car. You know, they're proud of what they've done, and a lot of times the paint and things like that, they're proud of what they do. And, you know, yeah, by all means, you should. You should go see it. Now, I probably wouldn't go sneaking up on them when they've got a torch in their hand, but
yeah,
they'd let you see them for
sure.
The
paint jobs are some of the fun of watching the Derby.
Yeah, oh yeah. And there'll be a couple good, I've seen a couple cars that are coming. Already, and there'll be a couple cool paint jobs. There's definitely some cars,
some guys that
put some effort into it too, and that's good, right? It's all for the show.
Yes. Well, bragging rights are half of the win, right?
I think so.
I think so too. The Fair Derby is coming up again. It's on July 11th. It's a Saturday this year. It starts at 7 o'clock. However, we actually have some things that are supposed to be happening this week out at the fairgrounds with the harness racing. I wanted to talk about that a little bit because that is scheduled for 1 p.m. and it is supposed to be 100 degrees. So will they still run as scheduled, or what is the thought process with the heat?
You know, honestly, I don't know what that answer is. I think they make that decision
as it
comes down. I don't know exactly. I know Pam Royer puts a lot of that together and she does a good job, and I'm sure they'll make the best decision possible. I can't imagine that running those horses that hot are really good for them.
Right.
But, you know, again, I can't.
Okay, we'll check with them. I just wondered if you had any insight on that yet. So we'll check with them and let them know. Because, of course, we would want to let everybody that might be going know, you know, what time, if there's an adjustment on the time, or if they run earlier or maybe later or whatever, we'll let everybody know.
So you're basically a week and a half out. How's things going out there?
Like it is every year before a week and a half.
I kind of figured. I wanted to see your face.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We've got some projects to finish up. Not projects like it was last year.
Sure.
But we've got some projects to finish up, get some things cleaned up. One big thing that we're working on is to get the we had some issues. Again, we had a crazy amount of rain last year, but to get the rain to where it's not running into those open-sided barns, you're probably never going to keep all the rain out because it's an open-sided barn.
Yeah.
But
some drainage issues.
Yeah, we're trying to get the gutters to flow a specific direction so that we can, you know, not have some of the same issues that we have had in the past. And that's all. If anybody drives by there, you'll see that the concrete that was between the buildings has actually been taken up, and we've got a guy coming in that's going to get that out of there. He uses it for riprap and processes it. It doesn't have any rebar in it. So if anybody needs any concrete that's busted up, by all means, I know where there's some at.
U-Haul, huh?
Yeah.
U-Haul.
Yeah, I'll get it out of there
Free for the taking.
Yes. So trying to make that area a little nicer so that we don't have those issues. And then working on some metal on the side of the building where we took the junior leader stand that was there where they serve food and things. You can still see the outside of where that was at, and we've got some metal that we're going to put back up on that and get it cleaned up a little bit better.
any idea of the numbers on, because I know that 4-H is separate from the Fair Council. However, the Fair Council is in charge of the fair grounds. And so have you heard any idea on the numbers of 4-H youth that are going to be participating, especially with livestock, really? Because that's the area that's kind of hard for you guys to keep, you know, going, and like you're talking about not having water running and things like that.
Yeah, so I thought I had heard, don't quote me on this, but I thought I'd heard that numbers actually for this year compared to maybe last year, the year before, are up.
Good.
Some. Mm-hmm. I don't know what species and those kind of things are up, but I thought I had heard from, I believe it was Hannah, I was talking about it, maybe not. Again, don't quote me on that, but I thought that they said that there was some more participation this year.
Yeah, the number, I think right now the numbers are up, and of course a lot of that will depend on the heat.
Sure.
What the weather looks like, because if we're going to have really high heat, there will be some animals that will stay home. I know of a heifer right now that's going to be staying home, so that decision's already been made. But yeah.
You have a very limited number of folks on the Fair Council. I mean, I've always said Fair Board, Fair Council, whatever you were on, there's never enough people. Do you need volunteers? I know the Sheriff's Department has been, that Brendan is, you know, working with you folks, and the Sheriff's Department will help. Do you need volunteers for other things? And what can folks do if they're volunteering?
Yeah, you know, I mean, volunteer work is always appreciated. You know, the biggest thing that happens out there is that it just, trash gets left behind, or, you know, there's got to be just some kind of cleanup that's done. Painting is always something that's on a priority list. It's never anything that is astronomically big, but it's the little things, but they just add up all the time.
Yeah.
And when you've got a board that, you know, all of us have normal jobs and do things too, and then try to take care of those things plus family lives, it does get to be a lot. Mm-hmm. It's worth it, but it gets to be a lot.
Absolutely. Fair Week is a very busy week for you folks.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the big thing that I would say would be the, you know, 4-H does a pretty good job of making sure things get cleaned up, but just those places in there where they could help with some of those things. I know they do a cleanup day and things like that, and it's appreciated.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, the Fair Council
Wednesday.
Is a volunteer council, folks, so they are not getting paid for all the time that they spend out there, whether it's Fair Week or beyond. And I mean, Fair Week is hours upon hours, but it's a lot leading up to that.
Sure. And you know, the idea is that we don't just have 1 week a year out there. It's got to become
self-sustaining.
It's got to become a business, right?
Yeah,
so you've got to be able to bring money in so that we can make things nicer. And so that's the idea too. If they see us out there working or something like that, you know, offer a hand. But it's typically because we're trying to figure out how to put something else together and raise money for that next event that might be coming up. You know, not to take anything. The commissioners do a great job for us, and they help out a lot. So
yeah, but their hands are tied too.
Yeah,
they have a limited budget, and
sure,
they have to
follow their
budget
guidelines. So yeah.
Yeah, and do remind folks, I know here we're in a heat wave and we're almost into July. They're not thinking about putting their RVs or boats or anything away right now because they're using them. But when the time comes in the fall, you'll still be doing storage.
Yeah, yep. Winter storage is always pretty big for us. I would personally like to see people who maybe aren't utilizing it utilize the open-sided barns more. It's not you know, it's not going to keep everything off of it, but it keeps a roof over the top of it, and the sun off of it, and most of the weather. So, you know, that is an option as well. And then, you know, obviously we fill the show arena and Clinton Hall. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a wise use of space. That was really smart, whoever came up with that back then, to use that space and do it that way. What else? Anything else we need to know about Fair Week? We've talked to Paul Huseman, and Huseman Amusements are coming in again. So we are doing our Buddy Night Tuesday and Thursday nights for folks that might be wondering about that. We'll be partnering with them for Buddy Night. And so anything else that is maybe new or different that's coming this year?
You know, I would like to be able to tell you that I know exactly what's coming this year, but I get so wrapped up in so many other things.
I think that's fair.
Hillary is on top of it. She does a great job with
that
side of it, and she takes care of that, as well as Loretta, and, you know, usually Matt, Tony, Aaron.
You guys are the muscle and do what you're told.
Yes.
Yeah. He didn't even hesitate.
We've kind of figured.
We've got our roles, and Loretta and Hillary do a great job of a lot of event planning.
That they do. Well, Chase Thompson, again, responsible mostly at the fairgrounds for the fairgrounds, the property, and keeping that all going, but also for the Derby as well. The Derby coming up on Saturday this year. Looking forward to the Saturday Derby. It's July 11th. It starts at 7 o'clock. Inspections start at noon. Somebody commented this year, one of our girls, when she was looking, that she's like, do they really give away that much money? Is Pride? I go, yes. And she's like, wow. I mean, that's good prize money.
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty common for a bigger county fair. That's what I would say. Smaller county fairs can be less. There's some county fairs out there, and I never have understood this, but you go out to like Wyoming and places like that, and it's like their county fairs are like a state fair, you know? I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah,
and
North
so that's a little different. But
sure.
Yeah, for a normal Indiana county fair, I think we do a
I think you
we
do a great
job.
Absolutely. Yeah. If folks would like more information on participating in the Derby or have questions about the Derby, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, Hammer Inc. Promotions. If they want to see anything through there, I think contact information's on there as well. So Facebook's usually the best, and then there is a website if they want to see rules and things. It's www.hammerinkpromotions.proboards.com. It's a mouthful. I apologize.
Well, that's all right. They got to work for it a little. They got to earn that money if they're going to win it, right?
Sure.
There you go. Chase, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we wish you the best of luck with fair. We have another guest in-house for Party Line today, Mel from Travelers Point Distillery. They have a big weekend coming up. He's going to tell us all about it coming up on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.